The thought for today, Reverend Dr. Ingeborg Puckert, monk, exemplatory at the monastery of Absolute Monastery, God Unlimited, University of Healing, Worldwide Healing Ministry, Global Seminars, Fire Valley Ranch, and on and on and on. It's my pleasure to have Ingeborg Puckert speak to us today in our thought for today.
Good morning. This is Ingeborg speaking. It is a delightful morning. It is a beautiful sunrise, and the sky pictured with little white clouds and the magnificent blue. It is worthwhile to describe it, because each time the sky in the morning has a different appearance, has different colors and different positions of the clouds. But this morning it is really special for me. And this, why is this that it happens that each morning the sky is different? It is my creation, as everything around me is my creation. I like nature. I like the plants, the bushes, the flowers, the little animals. And most I'm amazed about the ants. The ants are very, very little creatures, and they build their house. They are very busy, and they carry little sticks which are three times longer than their body, and building their house. It is a good example. They have there the queen or the chief, and they get the order, or it is from within, that they do these little jobs. They are always busy, busy in doing these things and taking care of their own house. And when it is full, then they change another location and start again to build new. And why don't I? I can also change my location, but I am very stable where I am. It is good to know that who I am. I am God, God I am. And why can I say I am God? Well, obviously, in every religion they say God is omnipresent, God is everything, God is omniscient. So, and where is God? I affirm and know it is true, God is in me. God is not a person, it is just a thought, an idea, and everybody can give the name he wants to this idea, and has the same effect as the result. Believing in what you, I think, and this is the most important fact, believing in myself and the thoughts I have. Because every thought I think is a cause, and I get the corresponding effect. So it is important to be one-pointed on the things I like to experience, and instead of being careful not to jump from one idea to another, because this is like you make a cake. You can only put in this special ingredients. If you make a change in the ingredients, you have a different effect. And sometimes the effect is not the one you want. I wanted. So, wherever I look, whatever I notice, there is a hand. This is not the hand. This is the mind of God. Yes. And I understand it because I listen within, get quiet, and absorb all these things around me, which are like a lecture, which is saying me, yes, you are on the right way. It is so. God is everywhere, and you are God. This is the most important lesson I can say, give to everybody. Believe in yourself and know that within you is God living. Is present. If it's in me, it is. This is a universal presence, and I accept it. I call my body the temple of the living spirit, and why not? I can go into this temple whenever I like without leaving the place where I am. This is marvelous, and so why not accepting that I am God and confirming, as we do in the three-hour meditation. This 1 hour long, say, I am God, or sing, I am God, God I am. And the effect is a great great understanding and great feeling well after having said this word for 1 hour. So, for today, I greet you, I love you, and know you have a wonderful day thinking that you are the creator of your world, and so it is. I love you.
Good. 5 minutes and 28